Right now, we look at a fascinating member of the Cowboys coaching staff, and that is Rod Marinelli, the defensive coordinator. You see him on the sideline, and he's usually losing his mind, yelling at players or other coaches or at officials.
Life.
Yeah. You see him at practice, and he's screaming.
Air.
But then you sit down and talk to him, or you hear an interview with him, or as the audio we're about to hear, you see him on draft day talking to someone that the Cowboys just selected, and it's a totally different character.
Yeah, we'll start with you guys talking to him and hear a little bit of him talking to defensive players that were drafted just to get a feel for what we're talking about.
That was we were really excited about it, and that guy, the front office, did a terrific job of selecting some of these players for us and all the work they did, and then the head coach. So, yeah, we were very excited about it.
You sounded.
That's something I've forever. When I go to the combine, I sit at the same spot, at the same place for the last 22 years, and I'd always sit at the broad jump.
Really? Yeah,
because it shows true explosion.
Hey, stud, how you doing? Dig in now. It's every single day. I'm here for you, too.
Okay, so he sounds barely alive.
He has a little skin lining to him.
Just a little bit.
It sounds like he's barely alive, but then any Cowboy player talked to basically will tell you that they will run through a wall for this guy anytime.
Yeah, they love him.
And that's fascinating to me because, again, like you said, you see him on the sideline and he looks bat-ass crazy. So, as I think George will do as well, I'll kind of get obsessed with these little voices and just start walking around and talking to myself in them, and particularly talking to my dog in them.
Yeah, that's a good way to experiment with a voice.
Like saying things to my dog that aren't dog-related things. I don't know. It's just, I dig it. So, we're going to try this. You ready, George?
Okay, yeah. All right, well, joining us now on the ticket, Razor, this is quite a treat in studio. It's the Cowboys defensive coordinator, Rod Marinelli. Good morning.
Hey, Rod.
Hey, morning, fellas. I'm just excited to be here and passionate about life and passionate about rushing the passer, and really gets me going, if you can't tell.
No, we can tell. Yeah, it really affects you. What did you think of last night's performance by your defense?
I'm a football coach, but I'm also a violently aggressive motivator, and see you boys loafing around there a bit, and you look to me like you need to be fired up by Coach Rod.
Cause, that we do.
Yeah, we two losers. All.
Oh, we're the musers, not losers. It's Rod Marinelli with us here on the Let Me Reset.
I'll fire that ass up. Intense guy. Pure intensity that it burns hot. You guys are just sitting around in your effort stream. Seems a little light, but I got the juice.
Well, you do.
I got it.
You got the juice? Well, you know, a lot of people think with the departure of so many veterans from this defense a year ago that it could be a real struggle for your unit. What do you think?
They won't struggle if they get my electric juiced. Stick your hand in my electric juice pond and get to the GD quarterback already, George. Juice it up.
Well, I'm not playing defensive end.
I'll tell you one way I fired the guys up was with stories about Nam, which I was in, you may know.
Yes, we heard that you were in Vietnam.
I was just mowing down Charlie's this way and that way, but ultimately Coach Rod did.
Ultimately what? Coach Rod what?
Didn't win that war.
Oh, man.
You know, Georgia, why we lost to those Japs in Nam is a lot of our boys weren't fired up. They weren't as passionate as I am, and they had poor pad level. And really, that's what Vietnam was about, a lack of intensity resulting in poor pad level. And a lot of people don't know that because they're not motivated.
So that's what you think it's about. It's all about motivation in your state of mind.
In pad level.
In pad level. Yeah, I got to forget pad level and plug it into a juice stream. I think that's what you're trying to do.
It's
with
an
your
electric
team.
Juice pond.
Electric juice pond, okay.
You know, it sounds like to me Razor's taking a play off.
And it does. He's not really. He's kind of laying out on you here, Coach. I don't know what's going on
I'm watching these resets and dying.
I tell you, you take You take a play off with Coach Rodden. I'll put you in a Colombian necktie and ignore your pleas for mercy, because you got to bring it.
Yeah. Yeah.
You got to send it every snap.
Yeah. Coach Rodden. Every snap.
That's my whole deal.
So you talk to your dog this way. What does your dog do when you're talking to him?
My dog catch me in the backyard and just whizzing out Red Bulls. And I tell him, dog, man, your footwork looks a little sloppy.
Guess that'd be paw work.
Yeah. There's four of them.
Yeah. I bleed cocaine on your dog cleats if you don't get your footwork in order and shed that block. Because what I tell my guys is, if you won't shed a block, I'm going to disembowel you and eat your entrails just to fire up the rest of the defense. So you got two choices.
More of a visual motivator than anything, then, are you?
You got two choices. You can either take plays off, or you can ride the snake with Coach Rod. You low energy sacks of crap. I'm out of here.
Yes. Man, I think we need to give you some phone calls this fall. Is what I think at 8:40. Boy,
I don't know why that's so funny to me.
I love it. And it is wild, too. It's like we were talking about that last week. Because you're kind of intimidated by him, because you hear all the things that the Cowboy players say about him, and then he sits down in front of me. He's like, yeah, he's like your grandfather.
Yeah, no, he seems like the nicest guy in the world. He's soft-spoken. He's relaxed. But then you see him just stomping up and down the sideline, yelling and cursing out officials.
And I think that's why he is so soft-voiced, because he screams all the time. I think he's got nothing left.
Yeah, and there have been awkward times where I think Norm might have asked him about Vietnam once, and yes, he just got a blank thousand-yard stare and was like, I don't talk about that. No. I think he might have seen some things.
Yeah, I think he did, too. That you were making light of just moments ago, sir.
Well, I'm just trying to fire up the troops.
I think it did. It fired me
up. Juice pond. I'm going home to the juice pond.
I'm going home to the electric juice pond, too, for sure.